Exposing free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, February the 26th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the Democrat debate. A pretty amazing spectacle. Even Politico and CNN, huge fans of the Democrats, are saying this was an embarrassing spectacle. So we're going to revel in that a little bit today. We're going to show you some of the highlights from our perspective. And everybody is saying that Joe Biden had a really respectable debate. Well, we're going to show you whether or not he did. One of the things he said was 150 million people have been killed by guns since 2007. And so we're going to do a little bit of fact checking, too, about the insanity of what's going on in the Democrat Party. It was kind of like Arkham Asylum had assembled on the stage. And and the inmates were running the asylum because the moderators didn't have any control whatsoever. We're also going to talk about plans by the government to have the tax collector ride along in your car. And I know that, you know, we've talked about taxing people by the mile, but it's going a lot further than that. This is part of what's being shoved down our throats with the self-driving cars. It doesn't have anything to do with saving the environment. It doesn't have anything to do with cleaning the air. It has everything to do with making sure that you don't go anywhere without the government's watchful eye on you and their hand in your pocket. And so we're going to show you an example of tax regulations that are coming out regarding that. We're going to take a look at, of course, what's happening with Julian Assange. As a matter of fact, let's begin with Julian Assange. We had the second day of the trial for Julian Assange yesterday, and it was, as one of the defense lawyers said, it was lies, lies, and more lies. The day began with the WikiLeaks editor being kicked out of the courtroom, it's public gallery, without any explanation. And then a former member of the European Parliament, Matthew Patten, tweeted out that there was a strong rumor that Downing Street, in other words, the Prime Minister's office, had made an immediate call to get him back in. For the second day, protesters gathered outside the courtroom in support of Assange could be heard inside the courtroom, something that Assange said, while he appreciated it, made it hard for him to concentrate during Monday's hearing. Of course, it probably also made it hard for him to concentrate considering the fact that he was handcuffed and treated roughly, stripped naked twice, handcuffed 11 times, put in five different holding cells in the Belmarsh prison. And so the defense lawyer asked the judge if she would request that the prison treat Julian Assange humanely. She said there really wasn't anything that she could do, very little that she could do. And so... Have you ever heard a judge say that before? Well, you know, I really don't have any power. I mean, these judges think that they can tell anybody anything, anywhere, inside or outside of their courtroom. I mean, they're little pettifogging tyrants. And, oh, there's not really anything I can do, right? The defense argued claims that Assange enabled fellow whistleblower Manning to access databases of sensitive material were, quote, provably wrong. Massive cache of military material that was leaked to WikiLeaks by Manning in 2010 included the infamous footage that we call collateral murder, right? You could see the Apache helicopter, and there were no individuals, so, you know, no individuals are named. We don't know if it was Eric CIA Rommella or somebody else in that helicopter. We don't know who that was. But what we did see was war crime and deliberate murder as they waited for the emergency responders to come and shot them. And you could clearly see these two Reuters journalists had cameras.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, February the 26th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the Democrat debate last night. We're also going to get more of a detailed update on Julian Assange's trial and the issues involved in it. I mentioned a little bit of that at the top of the hour. We'll also take a look at the Senate voting for infanticide because of the Democrats there. That happened yesterday. And then we'll look a little bit more in detail at what the Democrats are doing. We have a story about how the complete surveillance state is being used for control of every aspect of your life. The government wants to ride along in your car. They want to watch what you're doing, and they want to know everything about you so that they can tax you. And we'll also take a look at what's going on in Illinois. Those people are facing full reckoning of the consequences of socialism. But speaking of socialism, let's take a look first at the Democrat debate last night, because we had the, we've got the next heat in this horse race for president coming up. The South Carolina primaries are coming up, so they had a debate in South Carolina. And even though they don't have any horses in the race, the Democrats do have a lot of stubborn mules. Let's go to our Democrat debate. There we go. That's right. It is not even a horse race, and there's no Paul Revere, just a lot of stubborn mules. And you're going to hear them braying at each other all at the same time, because that's pretty much what characterized the debate last night. Before we begin with the debate, however, let's pull down their theme song. And let's give a quick rundown of the candidates that were there in the debate, because we've had so many Democrat candidates. We need to narrow this down as to who's still in the race. So let's play video clip number 4 to introduce the candidates.
We're privileged to have with us Karl Marx, the founder of modern socialism and author of the Communist Manifesto. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, better known to the world as Lenin, leader of the Russian Revolution, writer, statesman, and father of modern socialism. Che Guevara, the Bolivian guerrilla leader. And Mao Zedong, chairman of the Chinese Communist Party since 1949.
There you go. I mean, you know, that's diversity for you, right? That's something the other Democrats should be proud of. Yeah, they're all Marxists, but, you know, we've got a Russian, we've got a German, we got a Chinese, and we got a Bolivian. Okay, no, I mean, we're good, right? Yeah, okay, they're all men, but they're going to have to say something about that. But, yeah, that's basically what we had there. And it was Marxism that was front and center. I don't care. Again, we talk about, oh, it's Democrat socialism. Well, you call it socialism, you call it communism, you call it Marxism. You can call it environmentalism. I don't care what you call it. Those are all just euphemisms for totalitarianism, where they control every detail of the economy, every detail of your lives, and they do it centrally without any restrictions whatsoever. Just throw the Constitution out. And that's really what was on stage last night. That's not an exaggeration to say it was Marx, Lenin, Mao, and Che Guevara. I'm surprised that Bernie hasn't shown up at some of these events with a Che Guevara shirt. It's not like they're in short supply, right? You can get those things anywhere. All these college kids love that stuff. Van Jones had something to say about, the candidates on stage. Marx, Lenin, Mao, Castro. Let's not forget his undying love and fidelity for Castro. And so Van Jones had this to say, video clip number 5.
I was disappointed with Bernie's answer on the socialism question. He had to know that was coming. There's no reason to do a big retrospective nostalgia scream fest about authoritarian regimes from the 70s. It was an opportunity for Bernie to clarify the American people that when he says democratic socialism, that's the point. It's not that stuff from Cuba. It's not that stuff from Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah, it's not. No, it's the kinder, gentler form of socialism and authoritarianism. They won't tell you the Scandinavianism. Well, you can see the video. I cut it out of the show a couple of days ago. The former prime minister of Sweden said, stop calling us socialist. Stop using us as your poster child. Prime minister of Denmark said, we have a market economy. And the prime minister of Sweden had done all kinds of reforms. He'd done exactly the opposite of what Bernie Sanders had done to rescue the economy there. He'd privatized industries rather than nationalizing them. That's what Bernie Sanders wants to do. He wants to nationalize the energy grid. Talk about somebody who's absolutely clueless. And of course, when you listen to Bernie saying, well, okay, you know, they had gulags, they had firing squads and everything. I don't generally like that kind of thing, but you know, they had great schools. You know, the Republicans will always sell you authoritarianism and tyranny by saying it's going to make you safer, right? Well, we have to have militarized police. We got to have wars everywhere that never end because you're going to be safe, right? Give up your freedom. And the Democrats will say, give up your freedom because we're going to give you free stuff like schools and that type of thing. And what you wind up getting is the truncheon. As I said before, whenever you trade off your liberty for security, you are a fool. Even before this country was founded, Benjamin Franklin said people will give up their liberty for the promise of security. So you're not going to get security. Just get a promise of security. Anybody who does that doesn't deserve liberty. And history has shown that you don't get either of those because to the extent that you give up your freedom, to that extent you become a slave, a serf on that central government plantation. You want to talk about a banana republic, Bernie? Talk about the Washington plantation that you're building for everybody in your imagination, because that's really what we're talking about, his imagination. And so, you know, as the night progressed, CNN gave you a summary of what they thought about this. A messy, chaotic, embarrassing night. This is Raul Reyes. He says, Tuesday night's debate was somewhere between an episode of the Jerry Springer Show and a Real Housewives reunion. It was messy, chaotic, embarrassing for nearly everyone involved. It's hard to come up with a positive take on this debate. This is CNN talking here. They are big fans of the Democratic Party, but they're looking really hard to try to find something positive to talk about. As he said, we've heard most of these candidates' messages before. We've heard all of their messages before. And quite frankly, we've heard all of the questions from the debaters, from the moderators, rather, whenever they could get control to ask a question. We've heard everything that they are going, that's why I don't bother to watch them anymore. We just give you the clips of the most obvious lies and the gaffes from the candidates. That's what we've got coming up. As he went on to say, Bloomberg marginally improved on his disastrous debate last week, which is an awfully low bar to clear. The moderators did a very poor job reining in the candidates, allowing them to jump in seemingly at random and then cutting them off just as randomly. And then the candidates outdid themselves in pandering to African-American voters because this is South Carolina. Bloomberg's attempts at jokes were pathetic. As a matter of fact, we've got a clip just to show you how they're jumping in on each other. Let's play a video clip number 6 just to give you an idea of what the chaos looked and sounded like. Video clip number 6.
Trillion.
No, I was talking.
There you go. Let's just run that again. Video clip number 6.
Trillion.
No,
Now, the only way that we can improve on that would be is if we were to add other languages into the mix, which is basically what they want to do. They've all given up on English as the official language. So let's just, you know, add another 2 or 3 languages into the mix. Everybody talking at the same time. Yeah, that is the Democrat quote unquote debate. We'll have more of the losers and the losers when we come back. Stay with us.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man. I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful when I left. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result, to come back again and again as a customer, and fund our political spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out. Just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road. And the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game, like InfoWars is the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored. You know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. 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 Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it wasn't a great night for the Democrat Party, says Politico, according to their experts, and they have Democrat experts. And their Democrat experts say the 10th Democrat debate was an ugly spectacle for everyone involved. And that's the Democrats talking. And to give you an idea of this ugly spectacle, as a matter of fact, let's just play a little bit of that exchange. This is typical of what was going on over and over again. This is what everybody who sat through the entire thing said. You know, the moderators had absolutely no control. Video clip number 6.
Trillion.
No, I was talking to Bernie.
These are the people who want to run every aspect of our lives. And of course, everybody was focused on Sanders. Marxism was center stage last night. It really was. The whole idea of a centrally controlled economy. But the fact that he was openly Marxist. Because again, when you look at Booty Marx, his father, his mentor at Harvard, all these guys, they are neo-Marxists. And they don't tell you that really what they want to do is overthrow the hegemony of the bourgeoisie. Because they got to destroy our culture, our religion, our country in order to establish their centrally controlled utopia. That's really what he's about. That's where he really always was. But of course, they had Sanders there, and everybody was attacking Sanders except for Elizabeth Warren. Kind of interesting that Elizabeth Warren was focused solely on attacking Bloomberg. Do you think maybe she is trying to angle for a VP spot with Bernie Sanders? Yes, I think that's exactly what's going on. And as the people are reviewing the winners and losers, assuming that there are winners, as a matter of fact, the Hill thought pretty much everybody was a winner. That's how deep in the tank they are for the Democrat Party. And they thought that Joe Biden had one of his strongest debate performances ever. And again, we're putting the bar pretty low, aren't we, to say that he had a very strong debate performance. Well, let's just show you how Joe Biden emerged and transcended the chaos. Let's play video clip number 7.
Here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal. We've got to deal with the institutional racism.
Vice President. Mr. Vice
I know how you cut me off all the time, but I'm not going to be quiet anymore, okay?
Mr. Steyer.
Prevent North Korea from launching missiles to take them down, and if we don't... Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
See, even when he tried to be the strong man in the debate, he got confused. It's just so confusing. You gotta almost feel sorry for Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, we're gonna get to some of his clips, but, and some of the specifics that he had to say, you know, when he started talking about 150 million Americans died from gun violence. Before we get away from Elizabeth Warren, I want to show you an example of how she was focused on Bloomberg. Let's play video clip number 10.
Pregnancy discrimination, you bet. But I was 21 years old, I didn't have a union to protect me, and I didn't have any federal law on my side. So I packed up my stuff, and I went home. At least I didn't have a boss who said to me, kill it, the way that Mayor Bloomberg
never
alleged
said that.
To have said to one of his pregnant employees. People want a chance to hear.
Yeah, you know, here she is. She's still selling that same lie. Isn't this the amazing thing about Elizabeth Warren? How shamelessly she lies? Have you known anybody like that before? Oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton. She has, even though she gets repeatedly debunked about her claims of being Native American, oh, I never claimed that, or, oh, no, I really am now. Comes up with a phony DNA stuff. But, you know, we have records of where she used that to get positions in, here in Austin as well as in Boston. Austin, from Austin to Boston. She's lied her way across the nation and into her jobs, talking about her, DNA and her background. But of course, we've already debunked this whole thing about how she was fired from her first teaching job for being pregnant. She didn't. She resigned. She resigned, and she's been talking about this since June 2019, and no matter how many times you show the record, she will continue to lie, because that's who she is. That's who Elizabeth Warren is. She is this hectoring schoolmarm who lies about everything in order to aggrandize her resume. Back in New Jersey, her first job as a public school teacher during the 1970-71 academic year. It was voluntary, as we can see from the documents. In a 2007 interview, she also described her departure from that job as voluntary. But never mind. Now that it's to her political advantage to say that she was fired because, she didn't want to just kill it, she is going to continue down that road. But let's go to Biden, because, you know, one of the things that was a key characteristic of this debate in South Carolina was the endless pandering to black voters. And nobody did it. I guess this is why they're saying Biden had a good performance, because nobody pandered more shamelessly than Joe Biden. Here's video clip number 14.
I'm looking forward to making sure there's a black woman on the Supreme Court to make sure we in fact get every representation. Not a joke.
Yeah, there we go. So, you know, we're in South Carolina, so you gotta make sure that, I don't know what the qualifications are for a Supreme Court justice in Joe Biden's mind. I know he wasn't too happy about having a black man, Clarence Thomas, and it wasn't because of the Anita Hill stuff. He didn't really care about that. I mean, this is a guy who schmoozes everybody who gets in his way. I mean, even, the accusations of Anita Hill, which were he said, she said, were nothing other than, well, he made an off-color joke to me. Didn't allege that he had touched her like Joe Biden does. So he didn't take that too seriously, right? And you've had a lot of Democrats who got very angry with Joe Biden because they feel like he didn't push that Me Too stuff hard enough back then. But what Joe Biden was really upset with Clarence Thomas, again, a black man, maybe, why wouldn't somebody point this out, that in South Carolina, Joe Biden worked harder than anybody to stop a black man from getting into the Supreme Court. Why? Because he's a conservative, but even more so because he supported the idea of natural rights, that each and every one of us are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that the purpose of government is not to grant those rights as privileges, but to protect those rights. That's what America was founded on. That's what Clarence Thomas stood for, and that's what Joe Biden hated him for. You've written a lot of times about natural rights. I don't think that, you know, we have rights because government tells us that we can have things, and now he's telling us that we can't have guns, and he's getting pretty adamant about that. He and Bernie, when we come back, we'll talk about how, you know, they tried to hang their credentials on hating guns because, again, this is a Democrat debate. We've heard that before, but I just want you to hear it again just to remind you where these guys are and how adamant they are about how they're going to take your guns, going to take your cars, your homes, your air conditioners, your meat, everything.
A lot of people ask me the InfoWars secret, and I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality, storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vitamineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. A SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we've been warned about socialists before. Why are we still having this debate in America? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because of this wonderful educational system. This is why they just constantly talk about more and more. We got to have people, everybody, go to college. Stay there as long as possible. And we got to extend it on the other end as early as possible, because that's the way they propagandize the next generation. And there is no end to it. And they're telling everybody, you know, government is your savior, and pushing environmentalism, socialism. But there is, at the heart of all that, the idea that they're going to centrally control every detail of your life. That is totalitarianism. Just understand. That's what it all boils down to. As a matter of fact, let's play a joke that Ronald Reagan told to a group of people. And I thought it was kind of appropriate, since we've had so much discussion denigrating farmers by the Democrats. It's kind of funny to hear Reagan talking about earlier in his life, where in rural areas, people had never even seen a Republican before. They were totally Democrat. Boy, how things have changed, right? Let's play video clip number two. This is Reagan talking about when Republicans were rare. Go ahead.
Remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning, and when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
And that's what we saw last night, wasn't it? A pile of excrement with a boatload of Marxists parked on top of it. Yeah, that stinking pile of Marxism that we saw last night in South Carolina. And pandering. And it's just, as we're talking about farmers, you understand how fundamental that is to our ideas of independence, individual liberty, the founding of America, and why it is what they want to destroy in many different areas. You know, when you look at what's going on in South Africa, the plight of the farmers there. And I've talked many times to Simon Roche, who is part of a South African group trying to organize for their survival, Suidlanders. And he was somebody who signed on to the ANC in the early days because he wanted to end apartheid. You know, he believed in individual liberty and equality under the law. And then he found out what Marxists are really about. And there's a lot of South Africans who are trying to get out of there now because they're being murdered in large numbers because the Marxists want their land. They're going to nationalize all the land and starve all the people. And already in South Africa, last time I talked to Simon Roche, they were having massive rolling blackouts because that's what happens when you have the central government take over the means of production of electricity. You have starvation when the central government takes over the means of production of food and so forth. But just to give you an idea of what's going on, we got desperate South African farmers, not the Suidlanders, not Simon Roche. He said, "No, this is where I was born. We're going to fight for this. We're going to stay here. We're going to defend our lands, even if we die. Where are we going to go? Where's any better? Because this is spreading everywhere." And he's absolutely right. We see it coming here very rapidly. And under the guise of Marxism, under the guise of saving us from racism. And underneath that is a virulent racism that is far worse than anything that anybody has alleged. For example, in South Africa, you have an elderly pair, a couple, who had boiling water poured down their throats. You got white South African farmers who sought Australian protection, but now the Australian government's saying, crime is just really bad in South Africa. And it is. That's right. It is really bad in South Africa. But again, when I had Simon Roche on, who was talking about how the statistics just for South Africa, some of the worst in the world because of being run by what? By a bunch of Marxist kleptocrats, thieves. But it is two or three times worse than the average for the white farmer. But Australia is just saying, nah, we don't care. Out of 570 humanitarian applications, only 41 were granted. 340 are still waiting. The only way to end racism is to destroy the white race. And that's what the government has said. And I've shown you the pictures of the guy who's now running, the Marxist who's now running South Africa, chanting with his supporters, kill the Boer, that is the white South Africans who have been in South Africa for a little over 400 years, longer than Europeans have been in America. Kill the Boer, kill the white man. South Africa's minority white farmers say there's been a concerted effort to drive them off their land and with violent murders, some involving horrific rape and torture, forcing many of them to try to leave, others to try to organize for their self-defense. As a matter of fact, we got a South African who has left and has come to America. He's now wearing a MAGA hat. He had this to say about why you should fear socialism, because he's seen it not only in South Africa, but in Zimbabwe. First, and that was where, formerly Rhodesia, that's where the Marxist first set up. Here's what he had to say at a MAGA rally, video clip number one.
He people who even call themselves socialists or communists or support Bernie Sanders. What would you say to them if you had the opportunity?
I would say to them, go and live in Zimbabwe for just 10 days. That's enough. Go live in Zimbabwe and have a look what socialism does, and they'll be running back to the United States, kissing the ground they walk on and live on in the United States. This is the greatest country in the world. No doubt.
That's right. Yeah, you just live there for a short period of time. 10 days, he said. You'll be running back to the United States and kissing the ground here. But Bernie doesn't like this. He likes places like Cuba under Fidel Castro. Well, let's play video clip number 13, because both Bernie and Biden want to take away your guns so that you can't defend yourself from a marauding mob, if that's what this comes down to, if they get their way. Video clip number 13.
If I'm elected and I'm coming for you, and gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on.
American people now understand that we must be aggressive on gun safety, not be dictated to by the NRA. And I am proud that I have a D-minus voting record from the NRA. If elected president, it will get worse than that.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why he's not going to get elected president, because he's going to get a D-minus when the voters vote in November. And so is everybody else down ballot in the Democrat Party. As a matter of fact, you got people panicking in Florida. They were trying to get him off the ballots. And he's always been an independent. He's not a Democrat. Please don't associate us with him, and let's get him off of the ballot. That's how afraid they are of Bernie Sanders. Let's play what Joe Biden had to say, because, you know, Joe Biden had a great night last night, according to the Democrats. It was good for Joe Biden. Let's play video clip number 8, where he talks about 150 million people dead from firearms.
150 million people have been killed since 2007, when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is we look at the facts. I mean, CDC, for example, if we look at, he says, from 2007 on, right? More than all of the previous, well, okay, let's see how many people died total, regardless of cause, right? Well, 2008, we had 2.4 million. 2009, we had 2.4 million. 2010, we had 2.4 million. You're starting to see a pattern here. So, you know, we're looking at maybe, 10, 12, years that he's looking at here. There's absolutely no way, you know, maybe 30 million people total have died in the United States, but he's saying 150 million on. 150 million on. It kind of reminds me, you know, when we look at this, leading cause of death are heart disease, cancer, respiratory problems, accidents. That would include firearms too, but, you know, we look at all that. I remember when Lisa Jackson, the EPA, with then Congressman Markey, who's now a senator, they're telling everybody.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.video and InfoWars.com today. All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high quality iodine. And then of course the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period.
it has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price, because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a little bit closer look at this claim that 150 million Americans died. Again, you know, we're looking at from 2007 on, he said. 2008, 2009, 2010, we had about 2.5 million people a year. So, you know, over a dozen years, you're looking at about 30 million Americans dying from every single kind of cause. And as I was saying before we went to break, I ran out of time there. Lisa Jackson went on with Ed Markey. And they were trying to push a rule to say that we're going to get rid of all diesel exhaust. At the time, they wanted to try to make it illegal. They eventually came up with a tactic that they would browbeat Volkswagen over alleged claims of cheating on emission tests, fine them tens of billions of dollars, lock up one of their executives and so forth. That's the way they eventually played this out, like some mafia bosses. But their first approach was to tell everybody that most people were dying of fine particulate matter. And they even set up University North Carolina Chapel Hill. They had the EPA running tests there, hooking people up to diesel tailpipes. They took out the carbon monoxide. Yes, and I know I have to explain that to Chris Matthews. He doesn't know the difference between carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide, but monoxide is the stuff that'll kill you coming out of the tailpipe. So they filter that out, but they then pass the fine particulate matter, they said, coming out of the tailpipes. They'd already pre-screened for people who had respiratory and heart issues, and they were hoping to find people that would have bad reactions to it. You had Steve Malloy notice this in one of their published data, and he started tracking that down. And again, it was one of the early studies, reports that I had here at InfoWars showed that they were actually violating their own rules. They were giving people 70 times what they said would be fatal, And they only had a couple of people, even though they had screened for people who had respiratory and heart issues, they only had a couple of people who had temporary issues with that. So we saw that the regulations are already far overreaching. But it was also the fact that she was lying to the general public with Markey, who is now a senator, saying that more people died of fine particulate matter than had died from cancer. And so we have to stop all diesel engines. That's what she was saying at the time. So, yeah, we see these people lying about death all the time. But let me tell you something. There is no sure way to die than to let these people get in charge. You know, it's not only taking everything that you've got, taking things that are going to help with your life quality as well as your life expectancy. Access to cheap, available energy not only makes life more livable, but it also increases your life expectancy. And so when you look at the facts, I think probably what Joe Biden was trying to get at was going all the way back to 1968, you had 1.5 million gun-related deaths. Gun-related deaths. Now, this is not saying that these are unjustified. I mean, you know, police shoot somebody, that's counted as a gun-related death, if they're in, even if they're in the middle of committing a crime, or if you defend yourself or whatever. If the police shoot somebody unjustly, or you shoot somebody unjustly and it's a murder, that's still counted as well. But they think, oh, every gun-related death is a murder, right? It's not a suicide. It's not defense. It's only murder. And that's going all the way back to 1968. And, but then, you know, when you look at this, you say, well, yeah, 1.5 million people. If we go back, 50 years or so, 60 years or so. Nevertheless, they're going to play the same game with cars, to take cars. And how many people have died from abortion? How many tens of millions of children have died from abortion? One of the ways that they push this through from the very beginning, they said, look at all the thousands of women, tens of thousands of women dying every year from illegal abortions. Well, that was a flat-out lie. They'd had, in the early part of the 20th century, they'd had a couple of, they have not tens of thousands, but they'd had, 1 or 2,000 women die from illegal abortions because, their success rates in hospitals doing abortions were not that good in the early 20th century. But by 1965, it was down to 235 women who had died from illegal abortions. And that's before they put through Roe v. Wade. So they will lie about deaths to get anything that they want. And one of the things that they were lying about yesterday was the pandemic. We have Bloomberg claiming that Trump had shut everything down, trying to panic everybody. No, he didn't. He had proposed cuts to the CDC. I wish they would cut the bioweapons programs. That's really what needs to be cut. But that did not happen. As a matter of fact, Trump has reversed himself and asked for $2.5 billion to address the coronavirus. And then not only Bloomberg was trying to use the coronavirus, but we also had Bernie pledging that we'll have more spent on the World Health Organization. Video clip number 9.
We have to work and expand the World Health Organization. Obviously, we have to make sure the CDC, the NIH, our infectious departments are fully funded. This is a global problem. We've got to work with countries all over the world to solve it.
Yeah, we got to have a globalist response here, too. And we got to ramp up the World Health Organization and the CDC, they all say. Well, here's what Alex Jones has to say about the current status of the coronavirus. Alex Jones.
Before World War II started, the Japanese Empire had invaded China and taken it over. After that, the globalists that were running America took control of China and have set it up as an engine of global domination and communism. Hitler couldn't even dream to carry out the tyrannies the Chi-Coms have. And now China has launched a crisis with the Wuhan virus worldwide.
They took a coronavirus and they DNA genetically engineered it into a biological weapon known as SARS. And then they supercharged it with DNA genetic engineering to add into SARS, HIV, and the flu virus. And then they gave it these gain-of-function activities. So we're dealing here with some type of biological weapon that we have never encountered before.
I know I harp on this a lot. And it's because at 46 years old, I finally figured it out in the last 5 years. When I was a child, I learned that my intuition, my gut, was never wrong. Now, sometimes my gut was telling me something, and I kind of projected off and picked something else that was a threat. But the threat was always real. Sometimes I would just get distracted onto a threat that wasn't the main issue. So sitting here in the year 2020, and all the incredible things that are happening, I'm just pulling back and reminding listeners that we're all in this together. I personally am storing food. I personally have firearms. I personally am training and know how to use them. I personally believe in being self-sufficient and independent. And of course, then, I sell you things that I think and know you need that will make you more independent and more powerful in our fight together. I see myself connected to you. My common sense tells me what to do. And then I project that out and promote that, and others resonate with it, and I resonate with what you're saying, and we come together. So I feel really good promoting high-quality storable foods and supplements and things that make your immune system better, make you healthy, make you live longer, like X2, X3 iodine, or the Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies, or high-quality storable foods. But I just want to remind listeners that Communist China is imploding right now. And they've covered up how deadly this virus is. Are they using it as a political crackdown? I don't know. The fact is, we don't want to end up like their people that are living hand to mouth. We want to be empowered now. We want to be informed, and we want to be able to sit on top of the guns and the ammo and the will to use them to defend ourselves and the food and the communications to move forward in the future. Because being independent and being empowered is absolutely king. So again, don't end up like Communist China and Italy that is now locked down in the north with martial law. Be prepared now. Go out, get a firearms training lesson. Go out, buy some sortable food. Don't even get it from us. The point is the mindset of thinking about bigger things and not just thinking about yourself and going to work or what you're doing. Thinking about the bigger world and your role in being informed and your role in being involved, that opens up your spirit. It opens up all the pathways. It opens up everything that your ancestors did, and that's the larger world. So that's why metaphysically buying storable food or supplements to take care of your body isn't just what you're physically doing, though that pays off. It's about what you're metaphysically doing, making the decision in your mind and your soul to do that. So we're covering it all. We hope this thing planes out and is great, but it looks like it's a big globalist move. And that's why I want to encourage listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com while we still have storable food ready to ship and get it today and get the other supplements, because we need the patriots that are awake and informed to be as healthy and focused and ready to be leaders in the future with what's coming down. I'm Alex Jones. I want to thank you all. Whatever you do, spread the word about the live broadcast at InfoWars.com/show and Band Off Video.
All right, and we're going to be right back, and we'll have more from the amazing Democrat debate. Stay with us.
Keith Bansamer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never, never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots,
We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're still looking at the debate last night. The cacophony, the chaos that was there. As Breitbart points out, CBS moderators are struggling to control the debate. And, of course, the two moderators were Gail King and Nora O'Donnell from CBS. One moderator called out, "One at a time, please! We played the chaos for you." And then at one point, Sanders shouted out, "The moderators, guys!" So I don't know, the moderator guys, you know, those moderator guys, Gail and Nora, I don't know if he was calling them guys or telling the guys to listen to the moderators. Biden complained the loudest, and maybe that's just because he's having difficulty hearing, that his fellow candidates were failing to obey the rules. But, you know, we've got a lot of cranky old people up there, don't we? I mean, they're all like 77 and up, except for Buttigieg and Klobuchar. Stayer tried to tell Biden he was out of time, says, "No, I'm not out of time. He spoke over time. I'm going to talk." Elizabeth Warren repeatedly stole time by jumping in, speaking before the moderator could react. Gail King said, "I know it goes fast, but a minute, 15 seconds is really a long time. We'd ask respectfully if you would all please try to stick to the time." And so once the candidates wrapped up, Nora O'Donnell, tried to shut down the debate. But it was too soon, and so King had to quickly correct her, saying, "It's not over yet." Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, like the opera, it's not over till the fat lady sings. Or, as Bloomberg would say, until the fat lesbian sings. And, of course, he never did call Elizabeth Warren a lesbian, I think. But anyway, to give you an idea of Biden's sterling debate performance, as so many people say, "Oh, look at this. Joe Biden, he just had a great and a good performance, best debate performance he's ever had." So here's a quote from Matt Walsh of Joe Biden last night's debate. "Look, here's the deal. Listen, the fact of the matter is, here's the situation. The fact of the matter is that the deal, we need to look and listen to the facts of the matter." See, there you go. That's so again, you know, you don't really watch these things unless you're interested in comedy. And as John Miller pointed out, maybe Pete Buttigieg's husband was watching so that he could get some comedy material, because he is, in fact, a teacher who does improv comedy on the weekend. That's right. That's exactly what America needs, says John Miller, and her first lady. And as Piers Morgan recaps, he says, "So we've got Bloomberg boasting that he bought the Democrats." We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah, he's bought the Democrats multiple times, frankly. They've been bought and sold many times over by Mike Bloomberg. He's going to do it again. So Bloomberg boasts that he bought the Democrats. Warren demanded an end to the race blindness that she suffers from. Biden said 150 million Americans have been killed by guns. Bernie is still backing Castro. He will not back down on that. And Klobuchar denied being boring, even though she really is. She also has denied not being too intelligent, even though she really isn't. And then the other guy, we don't even remember his name, but he's got a lot of money, which is how he got onto the stage, as Tom something, right, talking about private prisons. That was a pretty interesting exchange. And we would talk about it, except he has absolutely no chance of ever getting any votes. Let me go back and you look at the amount of money that these people spent in Iowa. For example. And Bloomberg was not really, you know, in that game in Iowa. But Stayer spent a lot of money in Iowa on TV ads because he's a billionaire and he can. And he got like 0%. And it was very embarrassing for him because a lot of people go through and they do the metrics and say, well, you know, here's how much was spent by each of these different candidates. And here's how many votes they got. And here's how many votes they got based on what they spent. And, yeah, it's pretty hard to look any worse than Steyer. But we'll be right back with something you will not believe from Buttigieg. Yes, it's pretty amazing. Maybe you've seen this on social media. It's going viral. How he is mimicking and plagiarizing, but mimicking, really, Obama.
We know that the globalists are in trouble. Humanity's waking up to their tyranny, how they run their scams, their Ponzi schemes, how they're building a post-human world. But we know they're going to strike back. And the UN has said that they're going to absolutely implode third world countries and then use those giant populations as weaponized hordes to come in and overwhelm the West and collapse our social services in a giant Cloward and Piven program. The UN also has said they'll use mass plagues to make us capitulate to world government, inner coronavirus. This is a critical year, and it's a critical time to stay informed and to be spreading the word because people are waking up like never before. But this fight against tyranny is neck and neck, so spread the word about band.video and infowars.com/show. That is so important. You are at the center of the resistance. You are our only hope.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I think probably the most amusing thing that I've seen go viral in the last 24 hours is a clip of Mayor Pete the Cheat, the puppet candidate. And we've talked before about how surprising it is that this small town mayor has so many people in the intelligence community behind him. And how interesting it is that he's got a long history of having worked in military intelligence, worked for a company that does a lot of contract work for the intelligence agencies and so forth. And all of that he did for them is embargoed. He says, oh, I really would like to tell you who I worked for and what we did, but they just won't let me. I guess I'd have to kill him if he told you. So quite a bit suspicious. Also suspicious is connections to the company that put together that app that was called the Shadow app that created so much chaos in Iowa, where he did extremely well. Extremely well. He paid 25% of what came out of the Iowa caucus. You know, people in Iowa, the Iowa Democrat Party gave them $60,000. He gave them $20,000, and lo and behold, after giving them a quarter of the budget, he got a quarter of the vote. That's, you know, you could do better. I mean, typically, when you have corrupt politicians buying influence, they usually get a much better return on investment. It's usually not 1-to-1. Usually it's like 10-to-1 or something like that. But when we talk about how artificial this guy is as a candidate and how he parades the fact that he's an LGBT candidate. And I called him out on that yesterday because I thought it was absolutely a disgusting display of how they brought that 9-year-old child up there and used him. But what they were trying to use this kid to help Buttigieg, but folks, what they're really doing is this is where the LGBT agenda is really going. Just take a look at the Boy Scouts. Just take a look at what's going on with this shameful display here. A 9-year-old, years away from puberty. Oh, well, help me. How do I explain to people that I'm coming out? And we've seen this with kids in preschool that they're pushing to have, gender dysphoria, you had James Younger, the mother wanted him to dress him up like a girl. I talked to you yesterday about a 75-year-old man who said, yeah, you know, back when I was a child, my grandmother used to dress me up in dresses all the time. That's what James Younger's mother was doing. And he said it caused me irreparable psychological harm. Eventually, he had surgery even and lived as a woman for a few years before he said, this is just something that's been done to me. I've been abused sexually, psychologically, even by my own grandmother. And that's what is being done in many cases by their own parents, which is what we see happening with that 9-year-old boy. And it really is disgusting that Buttigieg would use this to further his LGBT agenda, and that the LGBT agenda would be pushing this idea that children in preschool, kindergarten, elementary school, James Younger was going to be given hormones that would have chemically castrated him by the age of 8. And here you have a 9-year-old who is saying, well, yeah, I'm gay, and help me to come out gay. This is where this is headed, because they want to make pretend that these kids have the maturity to make these kinds of decisions at this age. And what they're pushing for is a pedophile agenda. They want to remove the age of consent, because if you can say, well, I know that I'm gay, I know that I'm a different gender, then you have the maturity to consent to sex with Jeffrey Epstein or anybody else like that, right? But as we look at Buttigieg, I think one of the funny things that came out, it's going viral now, the clip that juxtaposes him with Barack Obama. And I want you to hear this, because not only is he repeating it verbatim in many cases, but even the cadence is the same. The timing is the same. I mean, he's obviously watched Obama, studied Obama, been tutored on Obama, probably by the same intelligence community that put Obama in. Remember, Obama's grandparents were founders of the OSS, the CIA. And his mother worked for USAID, which is a CIA front group in the Third World. I mean, he had creds going all the way back to the beginning of the CIA. I think both of these candidates, that's where their genetics come from. Everybody's saying, well, you know, Obama, he's black. Well, it's like, he was raised by white CIA. That's his real DNA. That had anything to do with it being white. His real DNA is CIA. But let's play the two CIA candidates in tandem here. Let's roll that video clip.
The way we do every other election is by giving it to the person who got the most votes.
Just a thought.
Brings us together.
This country
was built.
And
it is a movement reaching into church basements and barbershops
and in our schools,
into universities
and with
union
our kids.
Halls.
And if the voice
we can
change
the neighborhood,
then
we can
change
the Senate.
Shining
as a beacon around the world once more. And
this is our chance to answer that call.
There you go. CIA clones. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah, Pete the Cheat and Barack, who also had a hidden background there. We don't know where these guys are coming from. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And then Bloomberg says that he bought the Democrat House majority. Well, that's enough of a reason right there to not vote for the guy. They talk about 40 Democrats, 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I bought them. I got them. I own them. He didn't say that. I said that. But, hey, that's what he is saying, isn't it? I can imagine that that clip is going to be extricated and used over and over and over again in the general election. And, they are for sale. As, H.L. Mencken said, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. Well, you know, who's buying them and what does he want? He wants authoritarian control over every aspect of your life. And he also, his two key things that he's, well, three, like, the Spanish Inquisition. We have two main things. Well, we have three main things. Well, he's got at least three. Now, he wants to take the guns. And he wants to kill the kids, and he's got to kill the kids because of the environment. He's got to save the environment. So he's, going to reorganize all of society in order to, quote-unquote, save the environment. But he's always been about killing the Second Amendment and killing the kids. And so let's take a look at some of those Democrats that he bought. What did they do? Well, we had the Senate rejecting the Born Alive Survivors Protection Act in the Senate yesterday. And so they're not going to protect innocent human life even after the children are born. And we have seen this come out of Booty Marx's mouth, saying, well, you know, even when the kid, you know, when does life begin? Well, you know, I think I look at the Bible and I think it's when the kid starts breathing. Not when the heart's beating, not when you have a different DNA, different blood type, but when the kid starts breathing. Okay, well, then let's talk about children who are born alive, even children who survive an attempted abortion. Oh, well, no, I wouldn't take that decision away from the mother. So he would let the mother kill the child, even by his own definition of when life begins and when personhood begins. Refusing to support a measure that would provide life-saving care to an infant who survives an abortion and is born alive is condoning infanticide, said Tony Perkins, Family Research Council president. He also went on to say, continuing to add this practice of either actively or passively allowing born-alive babies to die, as the Virginia governor, Coon Man, has advocated, is crossing the line from civilization to a barbarous society. And we crossed that line a long time ago. We'll be right back.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years, and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Vitamineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back, as I pointed out, Bloomberg was bragging last night about how he bought the Democrat majority. And yesterday we saw not one but two bills that would protect innocent life die in the Senate. And you're probably asking, well, wait a minute. We have a simple majority of Republicans in the Senate, not in the House, but in the Senate. So how did they die in the Senate? Well, you had the Senate Democrats take advantage of Senate rules to kill two pro-life measures, both the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act and the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. So one would protect life at the point where you could feel pain. Another one would protect life at the point in which the child is born. Or as CNN puts it, a fetus. After it's born. Because, again, it's just, you know, they use the term fetus because they tell you that right up until the point of birth, it's nothing but a collection of cells. And then immediately after it's born, it becomes a baby. Well, not exactly. Not for the purposes of this bill. And not at CNN. It's still a fetus until somebody, maybe an ethicist, says, okay, now we'll count it as a person. And some of them have put that age at 3. It doesn't begin when the baby can breathe, because we've already been told by Boudigay that I define life as when, you know, child starts breathing. But no, you can still kill the kid. Even if you tried to kill the kid and it survives, you can still kill the kid. And everybody was astounded when Ralph Northam, Governor Coonman of Virginia, said, no, we just stick the baby over on the side and let it die. You know, like Terry Schiavo, because that's what they're going to do at the end of your life if you let these people advance this murderous agenda that devalues human life. But everybody was astounded when they heard Ralph Northam say that, but they don't realize that that is already the law in many, many states. As a matter of fact, that was a key part of the Gosnell trial. And I've interviewed fellow McAleer many times. He is co-author of a book about the Gosnell trial. Again, Gosnell was the abortionist in Philadelphia, I think it was. And he was convicted, I think, of the murder of two children. One of them he bragged about. That boy was so big he could have walked to the bus stop. Ha, ha, ha. Kept this grotesque menagerie of baby parts and jars all around his filthy abortion clinic. Had one woman of color, an immigrant, who died there in the facility. People could not get through the narrow hallways there. He was also convicted of that. But it was at the jury trial, and again, when fellow McAleer, they did the book, and then they did the movie, had Dean Cain in it, and others. Very good movie if you haven't seen it, Gosnell. And it was all done as a trial. So it didn't focus on the gruesome details. They could have gotten, I mean, that Peter Jackson, you know, would have been pretty grotesque. But no, these people did it in a courtroom drama. They did the subject matter as tastefully as you're ever going to find it done. But in the trial, it was a real eye-opener to the pro-choice jury. You had to be pro-choice in order to be put on the jury. And so we're not going to put abortion on trial. We're putting this guy on trial. And those pro-choice jurors could not believe it when they heard basically what Governor Northam of Virginia was saying. That is something that, you know, the abortionist who was testifying said, well, that's what you're really supposed to do. Instead, Gosnell put them out of their misery and just murdered them right there. But it's not murder if you sit the kid over here and you let him die, right? You know, like in Sparta or some other pagan society. There's Christians who stopped that. Christians who saw Romans and pagans putting their kids that they didn't want out and just leaving them to die. And the Christians stepped in and saved them, adopted them as their own. And we're going to have to start taking action on our own. We cannot wait for the Supreme Court to give us permission to save innocent life. We have the authority to say no and to end judicial supremacy. It is not only tyranny, but it is also flat-out murder in this country. And we've got to stop that. They have no authority to define life at the Supreme Court. None whatsoever. And we need to call their bluff on this and point out that these so-called supreme justices have no clothes. They have no authority to define life, to define so many of these different aspects of our lives that they have assumed authority on. So how did this happen when we've got a majority of senators? How did this happen that this didn't come up to a vote? Well, WND will tell you that they needed 60 votes were required for the legislation to advance. And so they had a vote. They had 53 people voted to advance the legislation to a vote, including two Democrats joined the Republicans. And then when it came, that was for the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Then you had 56-41. To bring the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act to a vote. But neither of those got up to the 60 vote level. So they called it a day. Now, you may ask, where is this written about 60 votes? They suspend this at will when they want to. And I'm telling you right now that the current crop of Republicans that we have in Congress, people like Mitch McConnell, people like Lindsey Graham, who put up the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, they don't want this issue to go away. This is an issue for which they can reliably count on people to vote for them, but they are never going to do anything about it. And they tell you, well, you got to have a Republican majority. How many times have we had a Republican majority and they haven't stopped the murder? How many times have we been told that we have to have a Republican president because he's going to put the right people in the Supreme Court and then the Supreme Court will graciously grant us what we already have the power to do at the state and local level. We have the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. We don't need any more spineless, gutless, deceptive Republicans in Washington. We need some people with a backbone to stand up to this tyranny at the state and local level. That's what we really need to solve this. So yeah, you need to get involved, but stop Republicans, pro-lifers. Stop making a god out of Washington. You're making the same mistake the Democrats do. Democrats want to have everything handed to them from Washington, and you want the Washington bureaucrats, Washington politicians, you want them to hand you pro-life legislation on a platter? You're never going to get it. They've made sure, just like this, Mitch McConnell could have suspended that rule. They don't need to have 60 votes. They had a majority of people who wanted to take it to a vote. But they're playing games with you, and they're playing games with innocent life. We'll be right back.
At the end of World War II, Adolf Hitler had discredited the eugenics and world population control organizations. They openly had meetings and, led by Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, decided to repackage themselves as transhumanist. Now in the year 2020, to set the precedent that people can be turned into cyborgs, that robots can be given rights, you name it, they are intimidating and arresting people all over the world who simply misgender someone. So the ultimate crime will be even asking what someone is if you can't even tell what they are. This is the ultimate Kafkaesque mind control. And there's several big articles up on Infowars.com that break this down. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman, ordered to pay £1,000 fine.
A lot of people ask me the Infowars secret. And I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is, I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality, storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, InfoWars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence. Silence.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, we're talking about the Born Alive bill. Isn't it interesting that there's a movie coming out this Thursday, and it's called The Trouble with Being Born? This is not a movie about abortion. This is not a movie about Planned Parenthood infanticide or, you know, killing children for their organs. None of that. No, no, no. The Trouble with Being Born is a movie that is, as the Hollywood Reporter, and the Hollywood Reporter is not a conservative, socially conservative outlet. This is just a trade outlet, and they don't really have a problem with most of the things that Hollywood does. But even they think that this is going to be a controversial movie. What is controversial about The Trouble with Being Born? They said it is aesthetically and structurally daring. Now, when you hear people in Hollywood start saying that something is daring, that something is provocative, that something is divisive, you know right away that this is pushing the envelope for sexuality, right? Says this is going to be the most daring work film in the most daring film in a festival that is not known for holding back on provocative work. And so they said it begins gently enough. You have a young girl lazing under the pool under the summer sun, discussing memories of her mother with her loving father. But as the scenes unravel, it becomes clear that all is not as innocent as it seemed. Despite a remarkably lifelike appearance, the girl is actually an android. Oh, well, is this the provocative part? No, 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 no. No, this is not the provocative part. Her memories are programmed, and it doesn't take long to realize that there is something else to her relationship with this very human, very middle-aged man that she calls Daddy. This is Lolita meets a sex robot, if you want to understand the different genres that they're mixing together here. There are moments when there's absolutely no doubt as to the rather envelope-pushing direction that the film is taking. Much of the nocturnal activity is only implied, but there are moments when there is no doubt as to what is actually taking place. The director says the story was aimed at being an antithesis to Pinocchio. Although without so many nods towards pedophilia. Steven Spielberg's AI, where the central characters dream about becoming human. No, 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 no. No, this is about dreaming of pedophilia and putting it out there and saying, well, you know, we're just, this is an android. This is not a real girl, except it is a real girl. It is a real girl that they had shooting these provocative scenes. And if you see the picture on the Drudge Report, you see that she is squatting by the pool without any clothes on. What I found interesting about it is that we have an android whose only desires are the ones that you program it to have, said the director. I found it fascinating to show the perspective of the world through this machine that does not judge, does not care, doesn't need the meaning that we do. What they are doing is, as we see Harvey Weinstein being convicted as part of the Me Too, and you hear all of these Hollywood actresses talking about objectification. Hollywood is putting out this filth. It's absolute filth. And I was talking about the Weinstein thing yesterday, I think it was, with CJ after the show. And I told him a story, and I apologize if I've told this on air before, but I asked my wife last night, she said, I don't think you've told that story before on air. I don't want to do a Joe Biden moment here, you know. Well, that reminds me of the time when I met Nelson Mandela. Well, actually, this story is real. I did actually meet the head of the New Line Cinema's DVD division. We had video stores way back in the day. We eventually got out of that business because I was just sick to death of Hollywood and what they were doing. When we got into it, my reason to get into it was to sell a point-of-sale system for video stores that were exploding at the time. But it was kind of a hard sell to get people to look at a graphical user interface on a computer, a Macintosh. Nobody was using them at the time for business applications. I had to write my own relational database and Pascal. That was the only thing that was available. But I decided not to do that because it was exploding, because they were opening up the catalog of classic films, which my wife and I loved. And that was really the heyday of the video stores. And so it was doing so well, I thought, I'm not going to bother trying to convince people that the DOS environment, the computers that had eight colors and a kidnapping font, and that was it, that they would want to go with a Macintosh, which at the time had a small black and white screen was the only thing available, but it could do all kinds of graphics and you know, try to explain to them what a mouse was. It's like banging your head against the wall. So let's just run the video store for a while. And as part of that, we were early adopters when it came to other formats like DVD. And so with the annual shows that we would have, where we go to Atlantic City or Vegas or whatever, where they would talk about what was coming up, there was a seminar, and you had the executive from New Line Cinema who was trying to sell the retailers on the idea that DVD was something that was really going to take off. And we believed that it was going to take off, and I had done a lot of research on it, and I knew that you could control it and you could jump around particular spots on a disc. And I had talked to customers, so would you be interested in that? And it had actually been floated by some people that you could produce an airline cut. You know, when you go on an airline and you've got an R-rated film, and it's rated R because of graphic violence or graphic nudity or sex or whatever, they basically, you know, have alternative scenes, or they just skip around those scenes. And so I breached that to the guy at New Line Cinema. I said, you know, this is the feature that everybody really wants. Why don't you guys do this? And his reply was, well, the directors really hate that. I said, yeah, but that's what the consumers want. Do you want to make money? Of course they don't. Because if they want to make money, they would make a lot of G-rated films, right? Because that's the stuff that really makes money, family-rated films. And I said, you know, there's a lot of people who would watch more movies if you didn't feel compelled to offend them when they're sitting there with their family and you throw up a lot of violence or nudity on the screen. And so give them the power to be able to watch an airline rated version of this. Well, you know, I planted that seed. A few months later, they did do a DVD, but they went the other direction. And so instead of having an airline-rated version, they went with an unrated X version of a movie that was kind of a hard R to start with. And nobody ever did that. And it's kind of interesting because New Line was the studio that partnered with Harvey Weinstein. And you have the famous thing, you have Mira Savino and Ashley Judd, who are both, because of Harvey Weinstein, they were both denied being in The Lord of the Rings. You know, they had to have multiple studios to put that through. So they partnered, New Line partnered with Harvey Weinstein. And the director, Jackson, said, nah, we couldn't let them in. As a matter of fact, you know, he worked pretty hard to destroy both of their careers. As I said yesterday, I think they were the ones who had the real gripe with him. But now we look at this. And when you make this, making such a film did not come without its difficulties, not the least around the central role played by the 10-year-old actress. She admits she was initially scared about choosing a child for this part, and she originally was going to have a 20-year-old girl, but then they said, let's do it. It'll be more interesting instead of having a consenting adult. Let's have a little robotic child that this sick individual can use as his sex robot. This is where Hollywood is, and this is where they're pushing this. She said she looked around. She had to find an open-minded family who would understand the story that we're telling, right? We want to make a lot of money because we want to project up people's fantasies about sex robots, juvenile sex robots. Yeah, it is controversial, perhaps, isn't it? Maybe not in the Sodom and Gomorrah that this culture has become. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, You get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They will ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cobra Commander here, reminding you to not own firearms, to not take supplements, to not get sunshine, and to not love Jesus. And, of course, do not get storable foods or any other types of colloidal or nano silver at InfoWarsStore.com. Do not do it. Trust CNN. Trust MSNBC. Drink fluoridated water just like the loving kiss of a king cobra pumping deadly, loving, helpful nutrients into your body. Hug the cobra. Love the cobra. Kiss the cobra. But never, never go to InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Do not order those products! Silence Jones now!
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I've got a little bit more to say about this movie. The Trouble with Being Born. Again, not talking about an abortion. I'm talking about pushing a pedophile agenda on film and then being very coy about it. Oh, no, 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 no. The little girl is a robot. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? And the daddy is actually a scientist. Maybe, you know, like, as we've seen, Arthur C. Clarke. That kind of scientist, right? Allegations that he was a pedophile. But nevertheless, he was a scientist, so it's all okay, right? As she's talking about the casting call and how she selected this child that they were going to shoot nude scenes with, she said, it's slightly removed from your average casting call. We had to find a family that was going to be okay with us. We had really honest talks with the family. Oh, well, then it's okay then, right? We had honest talks with the family who were there during the shoot. It was very open, very transparent. So, you see, if the parent agrees that the child ought to be murdered and ripped apart, well, that's fine, according to people like Buttigieg. You know, this child is born alive even by his absurd definition. And then it's okay if the mother wants to kill the child, that's okay. And we've already seen this. We've had James Younger's mother decided that she wanted to sterilize that 8-year-old boy chemically at the age of 8 after she had been dressing him at an early age as a girl. That's okay because the parents like that kind of stuff, right? Well, fortunately, that got stopped because the outrage. His father, as a Christian, went public with it. We had him on here on the program multiple times, on InfoWars, on this program multiple times. So that got stopped. But, you know, this whole idea that if the parents say it's okay, that's fine. Now, they don't really care what the parents have to say when it comes to things like vaccines or when it comes to parents saying, I don't want the child to have an abortion or I don't want the child sexualized in your class here, even if you're just talking about heterosexual sex at the age of 8. Now, they don't care about your parental consent then, but, you know, if you consent to kill your child or you consent to use them as a pedophile, oh, wait a second. Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, Alex is about to bullhorn the judge. Well, let me interrupt this important message. We've got Alex Jones bullhorning the judge. Let's go to that.
Put that on. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and we're ready to go. So bring it live.
We are witnessing historic events taking place right now. Judge Amy Berman Jackson has been caught completely red-handed, nakedly in the cookie jar, rigging the jury in the show trial against Roger Stone. It has been absolutely unbelievable, and is sending shockwaves across the world right now. But how is Judge Amy Berman Jackson responding to the fact that she put DNC operatives and Obama administration operatives onto the jury and tried to suppress it? Well, she's threatening the press again, saying we're trying to intimidate her. No, we're not. This is called America. This is called the First Amendment. This is called, when you rig a jury, the people are going to expose those crimes, Judge Jackson. I don't think you're going to be a judge too long, Judge Jackson, because I've read a lot of history books, and I've watched court TV about third world countries, and even third world judges don't appoint people from the opposite political party who were leaders in the Democratic Party to lead the jury. And then you got caught lying about it and trying to suppress more people. And now Judge Jackson doesn't want the names of the other jurors released, even though the Supreme Court has ruled 100% that that should be public knowledge and that we have a right, because we don't have secret juries in this country. We don't totally have secret trials. Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's not even a fan of President Trump, called this Stalin-esque. He said what Judge Jackson is doing is like something out of the old Soviet Union. It's a Stalinistic show trial. Not since Stalin, Mao, and Hitler have we had a judge so publicly rig a jury against their political enemies. And we're seeing naked, aggressive, out-of-control tyranny by the left who tried to fraudulently block Kavanaugh with fake allegations and lies and women that admitted they were told the lie or they would be destroyed by the DNC. And the FISA court, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the FISA court said that the Democrats came to them from the FBI and lied about candidate Trump, and then President-elect Trump, and then President Trump, and those very Democrats lied to Congress.
I'm just taking photos. Sweet. I'm getting them all. I'm giving them all the media they can handle. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're good.
Yeah, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this judge has been caught rigging this trial of Roger Stone. And now she is fighting with everything she has, ladies and gentlemen. She is fighting with everything she has to keep the other names of those jurors secret. Why is she doing that? Well, we already know she put one lady on the jury that ran an Obama administration agency whose husband worked on the Russia probe against Trump. That is the most flagrant conflict of interest I could imagine. That is ridiculous. Then when I exposed that, they called for my arrest for exposing that in the Washington Post, other Obama administration officials. Then we learned the new foreman, the judge tried to keep that secret, worked for Donna Brazile and the DNC, and it ran for high office. Political operatives hand-selected to lead the jury. This is all happening. They've been caught in live time, lying to the FISA court, lying to Congress, lying, and then inside this building, the other judges have come out right here in D.C. and said they were misled and it was criminal. There should be criminal prosecutions. But not this lady. She was the lowest type of swamp creature. And she was willing to destroy a man and his family and set him up and have him delivered up on a platter to her so she could have her show trial. Well, guess what, Jackson? Your show trial has absolutely helped bring down the House of Cards and the deep state. And how you lit that jury, and now you're fighting to suppress how you lit that jury. Everybody knows, Jackson, that you rigged that jury. Everybody knows that you've been caught doing it. Judge Jackson has been caught red-handed. And in the court of public opinion, they know that Judge Amy Berman Jackson is now the definition of a show trial tyrant masquerading as an honorable judge. Judge Jackson is not a judge. Judge Jackson is a political executioner and errand girl for Obama and the deep state. Trying to remove President Trump, she lied in her rulings saying that this proved that Roger Stone was covering up for Trump despite the fact that no evidence was shown for that. She lies from the bench. Because she is a cornered rat. She has abused her office and abused her powers. And now she's been working with the controlled media to try to suppress the American people. She's been working with the controlled media to say President Trump and Tucker Carlson and myself, Alex Jones, are criminals for exposing her clear criminal activity and her house of cards that's coming down. She also said it was illegal to let out the names of the jurors 3 months ago. But then all the lawyers checked and said, no, it's not. It's what the press is supposed to do so you don't have secret juries where people appoint political operatives to put people in prison illegally and unlawfully. The real threat is Judge Jackson trying to intimidate the press here in America. InfoWars.com will never...
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com, and it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachinik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence. Silence.
Keith Bansamer powers the great line of high-quality storable food we have available at Ready Hour at InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, we're selling storable food here. What concerns me is we're a month into this, and food sales aren't going down, they're going up. You've never seen anything like this.
Never like this, and sustained. You know, it started, you know, 27 days ago, and it kind of went hyper, and it doesn't fall off. And in even recent days, it's further increasing. The semis are rolling, the chips are in, we're producing as much as quickly as possible. Possible orders that are getting in today, they're going to ship. They're going to just ship in 10 to 14 days. We're helping people prepare.
It's just something you cover.
Absolutely. You like to eat daily, and so we're just backing that up. It's the best insurance out there. You can get food today that you can eat 10 years from now at today's prices.
It's normal to sit on top storable food and guns. All our forebears did it. We've got food. We've got guns. We've got Jesus. We know how to use it.
We've got a phrase around here, Alex. It's real simple. Noah prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm.
Men are winning almost all of the sporting events.
This is men invading women's spaces and bullying them and taking their rights away, all in the name of liberalism and openness. And then every day, I have stacks of news articles, just like today. UK teen fined under house arrest for asking trans police officers gender, and it hurt their feelings. UK mother spared jail for misgendering trans woman ordered to pay £1,000 fine because it could have caused anxiety in the new royalty. That's the thought police. If a leftist has their feelings hurt for any reason, you get fined and you go to jail. This is tyranny. These people are bullies, and it's sick, and it's evil, and it's part of a scientific anti-human takeover. Resist it. Speak out against it.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I apologize for that. We've got a program manager who doesn't know how to run sound. He doesn't know when the clock is, and he doesn't have the respect for this program to let me know that he's going to do a live remote until just telling me, demanding that we have to do a break. I've about had it, quite frankly. I'm trying to talk about some things that are really important, and I understand things are very important about what's happening to Roger Stone. I've talked about that a great deal. It's a matter of just doing programming in the right way, and we don't have somebody that can do that, unfortunately. I'm not going to just walk off here, which I feel like doing. I want to finish the point I was making because it is very important. I think it's important, even if Rob Dew doesn't think it's important. When we look at this pedophile agenda that's being shoved down our throat by Hollywood and by politicians, it makes me want to puke. I said it yesterday. These sodomites who are running Hollywood, these sodomites who are running for office, for president, booty gay, it made me disgusted to see him grooming a 9-year-old child in front of the audience. But it was okay because the parents said so. Parents said it was okay. It was okay when a mother wanted to chemically castrate her child. We had multiple judges say it was okay. It's okay when a mother wants to rip her child limb by limb apart or leave it to die if they fail doing that. That's okay too because the parents said so. And it's okay if this German director can find a family that says it's okay to use their 10-year-old girl as a pedophile wish fulfillment in a film. Because that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about it being normalized. Oh, it's so provocative right now. And that's what I was talking about earlier. New Line Cinema. You know, these people. They don't want to do anything that's going to make them money. They want to do stuff that's going to give them creds with their satanic sodomite and Gomorrah crowd. That's exactly what they want. That is what this is happening. So I said the few nude scenes that were created, nude scenes of 10-year-old girl as part of, you know, she is a robot, a little sex robot that'll do whatever her creator tells her to do. And this is the problem with being born. all created with visual effects with the little girl in a bikini. Of course, we didn't want to have a minor running around naked. Well, why the hell not? Why the hell not? And we got a politician running for president of the United States who is using a minor child in a pedophile grooming way and getting the applause of his audience. That's how did we get there? Well, we got there because these values sold to us by Hollywood, didn't we? And our rejection of God. She says she's curious to see how audiences respond to the trouble with being born. And she admits a pre-festival test screening already has resulted in several people walking out. I know exactly how they feel. I want to play for you from the debate last night, video clip number 11. This is Booty Gay, who wants to be our first sodomite as president. Here's what he had to say about the choice before us between Trump and Bernie, but that's not the only, you know, we always get a false dichotomy. Here's two different things that you have to choose from. No, actually, he's offering us a third choice, but let's talk about the two choices. Let's let him tell you what the two choices he thinks are going to be before the voter coming up this November. Video clip number 11.
I am not looking forward to a scenario where it comes down to Donald Trump with his nostalgia for the social order of the 1950s and Bernie Sanders with a nostalgia for the revolutionary politics of the 1960s.
Yeah. Well, what he's offering us is the Sodom and Gomorrah of the 21st century combined with the Marxism of the 19th century. How about that? That's exactly what this guy is about. He is a closet Marxist and an open sodomite. And I'm not going to couch that in anything. Look, if you want to find me, I'm probably going to be taken off of Twitter, probably taken off of this program. You can find me on libertarian.com. That's probably about the only place you're going to find me. If you want to talk, the number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. You know, we look at what these Democrats are doing. Again, just a group of Marxists out there. They can couch it any way that they want to, but it is simply Marxism. And I'll just remind you, you know, Booty Gay's father, he called himself a neo-Marxist. His entire career was built around enshrining the work of Italy's communist party, the founder of Italy's communist party. That was his entire work. And the central thesis was destruction of the middle class, destruction of their culture. And so, you know, you hear him come out and say, well, yeah, I was born this way and so forth. And we don't want to go back to the 1950s. Maybe you don't. But I think the rest of America would. I think that's why, I think that's really what MAGA means, right? People want to go back to a time when we had morality in this country and when we had respect for God. That was the 1950s that they hate so much. Isn't that interesting? That's when we put under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. Before that, we didn't have it. All right, let's go to our first caller. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
The jig is up.
Oh, that's Alex. Who's our first caller? I can't see there. I don't have my glasses with me. Adam in Ottawa. Thank you. Adam, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, David. I love your show. I really want to explain. My name's Adam Harry Cassidy. I called in last week, and my family brought the socialism to Canada and started the CCF up here. You have to understand when you're in an argument with the left that if you're in a discussion with them, they are winning because all of their ideas are fake. This is why their ideas are never developed. They don't need to be developed because their ideas are pure tools to affect power through the electoral process.
Oh, you're exactly right. Everything they say is a lie, and it's just a means to an end. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear to get to that end, won't they?
And this is a spiritual thing. The corruption of the bubbles that spills over the top will bubble up from the bottom. So while you get effective communism at the top, at a street level, you'll get an effective Stasi at the street level. And the reason for this is because violence is a commodity at the street level, and if the people who train in it are basically the real sovereign citizens, and that means the police and the hardcore criminals. So they end up combining together in an effective Stasi, along with all these weirdo programs, informant programs to university, that is a part of this hollowing out of the culture and building communism inside it, except to keep the shell of the facade. And I witnessed this personally for 20 years in the criminal underworld in Toronto and Canada.
Yeah, and of course, we've been told this many times by people who've lived under those types of regimes. Just go back and look at the Gulag Archipelago by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. If you want to know where this is headed, the idea that, you know, Bernie has absolutely no problem with gulags and with firing squads. As long as you get the social programs, right? He's going to, well, it's no big deal, right? Look, it's a package deal. Those gulags and those firing squads are the price you pay for giving government control over everything in your life. And that's what, Bernie knows that. He's just hoping that you don't know that. Anything else you'd like to say?
All of their ideas are fake. And their real agenda, you have to understand, is not to, it's purely to hurt people. Everything else is just to affect that, to make things profitable, to gain the economy. The 70% corporate tax levels, you're paying those taxes. That's the mechanism by which you were taxed at 70%. All of their ideas are fake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right, Adam. We'll take more calls when we come back. The number is 888-201-2244. As a matter of fact, in Iowa, this comes from Iowans for Tax Relief. They got a bill where the government wants to ride along in your car. You want to talk about taxing people 70%? Yeah, these guys have an austerity program and a tax program for everything in your life. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man. I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result, to come back again and again as a customer, and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier and get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona. SARS family of viruses. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the Super Silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the Super Silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff, and there's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals, and it's very exciting.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls. The number is 888-201-2244. Let's go to Anna Marie in Pennsylvania. Thank you for holding, Anna Marie. Go ahead. Hello? Guys, do you have the phone there?
Okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh,
thank
good,
you.
Good, good.
Sorry.
I know you're a very humble man, so I know you don't take compliments well, but I absolutely love you, and Mr. Knight.
Thank you.
You know, this show, this whole channel, this whole site, InfoWars, is supposed to be about Christianity and Jesus and loving our Lord, and you were the first one to call them what they are. They are indeed sodomites. And if you get kicked off of InfoWars site because of that, then I don't listen to InfoWars anymore. And I know
a lot
of people.
Well, I don't think they're going to kick me off for that.
Well, I'm saying, I'm telling you that if anything happens, because you did mention that earlier, you said you were.
No, I'll be kicked off of social media for saying that.
Well,
I'm pretty much off of it anyway. I'm still hanging on by a thread. I don't know if anybody sees any of the stuff that I post on,
on
Twitter.
Yeah, well, the truth hurts.
But, yeah.
But, you know, you're right. And, you know, you have to call it like it is. You know, if you love Jesus and the Lord is your Savior, then you have to call them out for what they are.
Well, we know where this is headed, right? I mean, you know, I had to say this yesterday because we know when you get to a point in a society where evil is celebrated, and this is evil. What we're doing to children is absolutely evil. And when that is celebrated and applauded and paraded around people, I mean, this is God's judgment that we have somebody like Buttigieg running for president on this country. And it's going to get much worse. It really is going to get much worse. But, yeah, I don't really know at this point what, if anything. This certainly is not – I mean, I'm here to tell people what's coming down the pike. Your voting isn't going to change things. Right? It's going to be our relationship as a nation to God. That's what's going to change things, for the better or for the worse. And all I can do is just tell people that. I can't persuade anybody of that. God persuades you or doesn't. And, but I've seen this before. Go through history. Look at it. Go through the Bible. Look at it. It's pretty clear. Romans 1. Final stages of a collapsing culture we're seeing right now on a daily basis is coming out. That's why this movie and what happened yesterday is just more than I can stand to look at. But, I mean, what's your take on this movie? I mean, we hear people all the time saying, Anna Marie, well, you know, sex dolls that we have out there, it's okay if, you know, people are abusing sex dolls and if we have, children as sex dolls, that's okay because, you know, they're just dolls. And that's what they're saying with this movie, right? They're portraying
that people have such evil in their hearts, they won't even admit to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so much evil. What is the shadow knows? What evil lurks in the hearts of men? Only the shadow knows. Remember that old?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Radio show.
Yeah, I mentioned that with a shadow app that Buttigieg had. That's what he had in Iowa. He had the shadow app that knew what was lurking in the vote total that nobody else knew. But, yeah, when we look at this, I mean, the thing that's dangerous about all this stuff, the thing that's dangerous about these sex dolls that are children, the things that are dangerous about sex dolls as children in movies being portrayed now, is that this is a pattern of behavior. People see this stuff and they act it out. And the hypocrisy that's coming out of Hollywood, you know, wringing their hands about Harvey Weinstein while they put out movies about pedophilia. It's just absolutely amazing to me. But it's always been there.
I haven't gone to the movies since the 2016 election. I haven't gone to Walmart since they stopped selling ammo. You know, I don't buy anything on Amazon. That's just my personal preference. That's my way of, you know, making my point. But one last thing I want to say to you, and then I know you must have a lot of other people who want to speak to you. Remember that, who art man that thou art mindful of him? The Romans verse. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Who art man that thou art mindful of him? God is the only one. It's what he sees in your heart and what he hears you say from your mouth that matters.
Well,
thank you so much.
Let's go to Daniel in Texas. Thank you, Daniel, for holding. Go ahead.
David, thank you for taking my call, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to piggyback on what the last caller said. I've been listening to you for a few years now. Never really felt the need to call in, but I saw the utter discontent you had earlier, and just want to let you know that others out here share your passion for topics like this. And And the way that the left and media and Hollywood just blatantly throws pedophilia in our face is utterly disgusting.
Yeah, it's exploding now, isn't it? I mean, did you ever think, even 5 years ago, I remember the first time I saw transgenderism mentioned, I thought, we don't even need to talk about that. That is so bizarre, fringy, culty stuff. We don't even need to talk about that. Now, look at how they've mainstreamed that, and they're doing the same thing with pedophilia. They're working on it really hard right now, and it's coming out from our political leaders, from Hollywood. That's how they sell this stuff. That's how they market it.
It is the new social norm. And you were referring to the way they said Donald Trump wants to take us back to the 50s. Yes, he does. He wants to have morals. He wants to have love and respect and honor back in the household. I'm so sorry that that is not accepted as a social norm and champion, like pedophilia and homosexuality and everything like that. Maybe we all don't want to live our life like that.
That's right.
Maybe we want to have morals again.
I don't want the Marxism that is being sold by all these Democrat candidates, and I don't want this kind of depravity that's being sold by them as well as Hollywood. I mean, when you look at this situation, and what is your take on what happened in the Senate yesterday? I mean, I really don't think the Republicans in Washington, the national Republicans, I don't think they really want to do anything in terms of abortion either. I think they want to keep it around as an issue forever. And I think this is a good example of what we saw yesterday. The fact, we'll play by that rule. Okay. You got to have 60 votes in order to go to a vote. And I would really like to do something about it. And we'll go on record saying that we support we don't support infanticide. If a child is born alive, we're going to keep them alive. But then they don't really want to have a vote for it. And they let them play those procedural games. I mean, is that your take on it? That's what I think is happening.
I think they want to keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that morals are anywhere on the table or in the discussion when it comes to infanticide. I think they want to keep their jobs, and they don't want to be labeled by the left as somebody who doesn't champion their infanticide.
There's a lot of fear of other people, and again, that is just a basic psychological issue. They're using that on social media with people. That was something before they proposed the internet. It was proposed by a psychologist, J.C.R. Licklider. They knew that people wanted to they would go along with the crowd. Peer pressure. The Ash experiment. Even when they knew the answer was wrong. Okay. And it was a very simple answer. It wasn't anything that was moral. It wasn't a scientific question or a mathematical question. But it was very clear. They would show them pictures of lines and say, which line is the shorter line? And they would go along 67% of the time. They would go along with the crowd, even when it was the wrong answer. They know that is the power of social media and the power of establishment media. Was what we saw in the Milgram experiment, where the authorities tell you to do this, even if you know that it's wrong. You'll do it. And so they use those very, very powerfully. All right, we'll take some more of your phone calls when we come back. That number is 888-201-2244. Thank you so much, Daniel. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and, you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pechenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
Alex Jones here with two big announcements. Ultra 12 and Viva Mineral Fusion are both back in stock after being sold out for months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is high quality vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other key cofactors that are so good for you and your family, especially your children's bodies and your immune systems. Ultra 12 is the highest quality vitamin B12 taken sublingually under the tongue. It is back in stock. You can get them both individually for 40% off right now and get them together as a combo for 50% off. This makes your life so much better when you have a good multivitamin mineral that you actually absorb and as a tasty fruit punch. And of course, vitamin B12 is the bedrock foundation of energy, stamina, libido, just everything. And they're both back in stock, 40% off individually or 50% off when you get them together at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people ask me the InfoWars secret, and I'll just tell you, I'm just real. Now, the problem is, I go back and forth, though, in my mind about where I stand. I mean, on basic stuff like the Second Amendment and family and God, I'm 100%. But you get to other issues, I start asking myself questions. So I'll just tell you, I feel really guilty during the middle of this crisis selling high-quality, storable food. Even though I was pre-positioned, I'm right. We were right about being man-made. We're right about it being super deadly. We're right about being prepared. It still feels weird to be right. Isn't that crazy? But you know what? I'm getting past that. We still have storable food. We have plenty of it. The problem is the packaging of it and getting it out. Other competitors don't have it. They're lying to you. Get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com, and you know you're going to get high-quality storable food. But now it's not 2 weeks. It's 4 weeks, folks. We got the food. We got to package it. Get your food today, high quality, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
We got Charles, Kim, Bill, and Jay on the phone. And before we get back to them, I just want to tell you about this article. You have to hear what has been introduced in the Iowa Senate. This is a bill that will not only invade your privacy, but follow you down the road, stealing from you. I mean, we just had Washington, D.C. issue a record $1 billion in traffic and parking tickets. AAA is calling it predatory. Well, of course it's predatory. The local station there, WJLA, said, well, we contacted the District of Columbia to ask them if these fines and parking tickets made anybody safer. Well, of course they don't. It's just about money. And this is what's happening in Iowa. This is a bill that's not just going to track your miles and charge you that way because, you know, they've been taxing people through fuel, and if they get rid of the fuel, they got to find some way to track you. They're going to track you by the miles. This is a GPS device required to let the government know where you travel, and it'll also be based on the time of day that you're driving, the type of road that you're driving on, how close you are to other transit options. Oh, well, you know, if there's a bus on this route, you ought to just go get in line and get on the bus, right? That's a good way to spread the virus. Your vehicle's fuel efficiency. So they'll be looking at your mileage in real time there. They'll be looking at whether or not you carpool or rideshare, and then they'll also want to know how much income you make. How much income you make. All this to ride along with you. And this is all being done, of course, in the name of saving the environment. So just take a look at that. Take a look at the fact that D.C. is issuing $1 billion in traffic and parking tickets, and then ponder this for a second. Cambridge Massachusetts police have been told not to arrest any illegals who are driving without a license. This passed unanimously. Unanimously. Because, you know, they're illegals. They came here violating the immigration law. But no matter how many other laws they ignore, and why should they pay any attention to American laws? Because they violated the law to get here, right? But you're going to basically not hassle them. They are to be protected by all means. All right, let's go to Charles in Virginia. Thank you for holding, Charles. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, basically what I wanted to talk about, and I'll try not to go on a rant, is that the liberals are pushing this extreme agenda of pedophilia, rape, and all these things. And you see it in the TV and the news all the time. And the fact that they're doing these pedophiles at schools reading to children, it's just so hard to avoid. Now, I'm all for people, you know, making their choices and doing whatever. But when you bring kids into the mix, that's where I have a problem. And
exactly.
Unfortunately, a lot of people my age, I'm 22, a lot of people my age don't think like me. They want to be progressive, and they think it's just the polite thing to do. But it's just disgusting to me, and I don't think it's a great time to be having kids for people my age.
It is a good time to have kids. You need to have kids, and you need to take back this culture.
Yeah.
You need to have kids, and you need to take them out of this culture if you need to. I mean, we talk about prepping all the time. One of the things you need to do is you need to prep these kids for the world in which they're going to live in. And, you teach your kids, you teach them yourself. You don't turn them over to a stranger in this kind of environment. I mean, that's the thing that you don't do. That's what they're telling you all the time. They're telling you, don't have kids, but if you do have kids, give them to us. No, I'm telling you to do just the opposite. I'm telling you to have kids and to keep them away from those pedophiles, because that is the key issue. It isn't about telling people how to run their lives. It isn't about punishing people for their moral choices when they don't believe in the same God that we believe in. It's about protecting these children. And these people are predators. They're predators like Jeffrey Epstein. And remember, Jeffrey Epstein, he operated with the elite. And I'll go back to what I've said many times. You know, we had Dennis Hastert, who was defended multiple times by Rush Limbaugh, and Dennis Hastert was on with Rush Limbaugh defending Foley when they had the Page scandal when they were coming after kids. It's, the elite don't care. They really don't care. And if they really wanted to do something about this, they would change the statute of limitations rather than sending Dennis Hastert to jail for a non-crime, taking money out of his own bank account. I don't care how much he took out. I don't care if you wanted to have privacy. Privacy isn't a crime. Withdrawing your money in structured amounts to keep the snitches at the bank from reporting it is not a crime. Shouldn't be. And yet they could have gotten him on the pedophile issues if they would have removed the statute of limitations. That's how they got Cardinal Pell in Australia, because the crime is still the crime. And it doesn't matter how many years have passed if you take away the statute of limitations. So these people, seriously, today, Republicans as well as Democrats, don't want to do anything about this. That's the real crime that's happening right now. The fact that they use this as a division. Say, oh, vote for me because I really agree with you on this issue, but they won't do anything about it. That's the real key. But Charles, you need to have kids and you need to raise them yourself so that you impart those values to them. Teach them to be strong. All right, thank you so much. Let's go to Kim in Arkansas. Kim, go ahead. Hello, Kim. Is Kim gone? Did we lose Kim? All right, well, let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Bill.
Hello, David.
Hey.
I just had a quick comment on the debate last night. I was watching it, and about 15 minutes into it, I realized I was watching seven Chinese fighting fish tear each other apart. It's literally what they are. Otherwise, no,
yeah.
You know, beta fish.
Yeah, you know, they get pretty intense when they want that job. But, if you want to make an analogy, I think it's more like what Su Xiaodong was talking about in China, that mixed martial arts guy calling out fake martial arts. Because, you know, they were doing some jujitsu moves on you to make you think that they're not selling you Marxism and totalitarianism. But, folks, if you look at their their policies, every single one of them is pushing that, aren't they? Isn't that really what they're pushing?
Yeah, I mean, it's just out in the open now. It's very blatant. And, you know, the funny thing is people complain about Donald Trump's rhetoric. But for years, I remember people saying, man, I'm sick of these politicians lying all the time. They never answer a question. They answer questions with questions. And with Donald Trump, we finally get somebody that talks plainly to us, answers questions and tells the truth. And then now the liberals are having a fit about it.
Yeah. I think that is the thing. Even if he's rough, even if he's coarse, and even if people don't always agree with him on every issue, and I don't agree with him on all issues, I think people appreciate the candor. I remember the very first debate, the very first question. You had Brit Hume in 2016 election cycle, and again, it was fall of 2015, maybe it was August or September, the first debate. And he said, raise your hand if you would not support the other candidates, if these other people get the nomination, if you would not support them or whatever. And he was the only one who had the courage to raise his hand and said, well, I'd have to wait and see. And I thought that was really refreshing to have somebody who was candid like that. You know that everybody else is going to be biting their hand. And quite frankly, as we saw when Donald Trump got the nomination, almost all these other people who said that they would support the nominee didn't. Pretty much to a man, they reneged on their promises. But, you know, he said, well, I would have to wait and see. And when you look at the rough talk that comes from President Trump, and again, you know, that group, the Lincoln Project, which was the most radical people of the Log Cabin Republicans, a homosexual group within the Republican Party, and the Lincoln Project, these people, they want to punish anybody who even talks about God's ability to change somebody's life. They want to make that a crime. They hate religious freedom, and they hate Christians. And these are the people that are allied with George Conway. And so their very first commercial that they put out was MAGA Christians. And they attacked Christians by attacking President Trump and vice versa. And they would put in a rude comment from President Trump, and then they would have a Christian endorsing him and so forth. Look. We just want to have somebody who is authentic and genuine instead of constantly lying to us about any and everything so they can achieve their ends. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us. And it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen. Fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine. Atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
The evidence is overwhelming. Coronavirus is a man-made bioweapon designed to destroy nation states, economies, and free peoples, and usher in a planetary government. This is how the globalists are striking back. Here's a Fortune headline today. Fears of global coronavirus contagion rage as 3,000 cruise ship passengers return home. And that's just in one nation. Coronavirus deals major blow to German car factories in China. They're reporting it could cut their sales in half this year. That's how major this is. Everyone needs to be prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games. InfoWars will continue to report the latest information as it comes out, regardless of the fact that the establishment will try to punish us for telling the truth. We need you to step to the plate and help spread the word about Band.Video and InfoWars.com today.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my
religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4War 360 win. M4Store.com. There's roughly only 260 days left until the 2020 election, and already you've seen all sorts of crazy things happen. The globalists are trying to plunge the economy. They're trying to start wars. They're trying to overthrow the president. They're trying to silence free speech. They're trying to trigger riots in the streets, but everything they do is blowing up in their face. We the people have to pray, stay focused, be involved, keep spreading the word, keep countering their lies, and we have to be prepared in case things go south. That's why it's so critical to go to InfoWarsStore.com and stock up on high-quality preparedness items, from storable foods to high-quality water filtration and air filtration to the very best supplements and silver products you're going to find. They're all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase there not only ensures high-quality products for you and your family at great prices, but it funds the InfoWar in this critical time. A total, complete, absolute 360 win. Every point of the compass is covered. The only way we can be defeated is if you don't take action. Get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find. It's too late to change.
All right, welcome back. We're going to go to our callers. Jay in Iowa has been holding. Thank you for holding, Jay. Go ahead.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say I really like your show.
Thank you.
I want to point out a couple of things that you were kind of talking about today about this transgender stuff. If sure. anybody in the back can look this up, it's Iowa Standard. It's an online newspaper. January 17th, 2020. Joseph Matthew Smith. You guys will dig on this story. But anyway, I wanted to make another point. We all need to get prepared right now in any way we possibly can.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not we the people anymore. Not we the people. I've been talking to people, offices for years. Steve King's included, Chuck Grassley's, people in this area. They don't like us. They don't want us around.
That's right. Yeah, I agree. Especially true of the people in Washington. I don't know if we can pull this back with local officials, but we certainly can't pull it back with anybody who's in Washington. Once they go to Washington, that's it. They basically severed their ties with the people. They live there. They become creatures of that environment. And that's one of the reasons why we have to end this idea of judicial supremacy, because those people are career bureaucrats, and you're never, that's why so many times we have Republicans who go in and appoint these people, and then all of a sudden you find out they're some of the most radical leftist judges that we've got. I mean, the only chance that we have is if we have local representation and people understand the power of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, and basically are going to stand up no matter what for those powers.
I just wanted to say again, you know, if we, in any way you possibly can, get prepared. If not, you can eat it later.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks a lot, David. Right.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Sue in California. Go ahead, Sue. Thank you for holding.
Hey, good morning, David, and I'm glad to hear that you're well.
Thank you.
You might be surprised to find that there are allies from an unexpected corner of society. Most of us now are pretty well, we've been erased. But beginning back in the 1990s, a handful of homosexual men and transvestites and stuff started to invade the early internet groups that people like myself had, people like myself that have that were born with birth defects that tend to affect one's sexuality and one's gender identity. There's a whole number of them. You've talked on a couple of occasions about the diseases of sexual development, the DSDs, and you've talked about
That's a real physical issue. It's not just a psychological construct that's being pushed by people who have an agenda to tear down society. It's a real physical issue that some people struggle with. Yeah.
That's right. And if my parents were alive today, they would tell you the decades that they fought against it because they ran into a child psychologist who was a disciple of John Money. And he told them that all they had to do was to introduce me to all of the masculine things that they could. So growing up, I was I had a go-kart, at the real gasoline go-kart at the age of 7. I had motorcycles. I had mini bikes. I was doing all kinds of cool, dangerous stuff because that was what the doctor said. But it never worked, and I finally gave in to the whole thing and began my transition in 1980. But it is horrible what has been done to us. We've had our spaces invaded. We've literally been thrown out of our spaces because we were transphobic, of all things. You know how they do this. It's all Olympic.
Well, I mean, just look at what's happening within the whole LGBT movement now. You've got the lesbians are saying, wait a minute, you know, you're kicking us out of our sporting events and all this other kind of stuff. So now you've got an internal war going on with that. It's a power game. This is a political power game that's being used on people, and they use psychological issues. They want money. They want power. And that's really, we have to call it what it is, and we have to understand where the way out of this is. And that is that we have to go back to objective, biological, binary reality. I mean, that's really what is going on here. We've got to get back to reality and say, you know, like, you have some situations where people are struggling with something that's physical, but that's not really the major thrust of all of this. All right.
Exactly. It's like I said, it's really, really sad what they've done to us. And I've been involved in the LGBT. When I began my transition, I decided that it was just time for me to stop, you know, to shed the construct that my parents were trying to they were doing the right thing. I don't hold my parents at fault at all. They had their hands full because not only was I born transsexual, but I was born blind, and that had to be taken care of. I was born with multiple birth defects, and it was not easy for them. But I shed all of that in 1980, and I took society on society's own terms. I used my skills as an RF technician and marketed them and used them to leverage a little bit of latitude in terms of how I could dress and still be, tolerated at work. Because it was all about tolerance, regardless of what these other people tell you. Okay, we all tolerate each other. You tolerate people around you. I tolerate people around me. There's people around both of us we like and all that. But tolerance is what keeps society civil. And I think that the LGBT has forgotten that. And I've been into the in that.
They're not really about tolerance. They don't want to be tolerated. They demand that you celebrate whatever it is that they are pushing at the moment. And, you know, and they're absolutely intolerant of anything that anybody else does. And that's why this is being brought into the political movement so much, because it's such an effective weapon. You know, people are reluctant to try to appear that they are not sympathetic to what somebody's gone through. And I understand you've gone through a lot with the birth defects that you've been challenged with. And yet, you know, you've seen the weaponization of this. And that's really the amazing thing is how this is being weaponized with a very specific purpose. They always do this. I mean, they've when they first started with Marxism, they decided that they would use economic classes. Then they decided in America, when you had the Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, and so forth, they said, well, we'll use racial lines. And now they're using sexual lines and sexual preferences to weaponize that and to divide and conquer the population. That's really what's going on, isn't it, Sue?
Yes, it is. And I started out as when I got into the LGBT community shortly after the turn of this century. I ended up being I led two support groups here in San Diego and watched them both get completely destroyed by the homosexual left that came in and just you know, erased us. I mean, there's a
And now it's taken on a whole nother angle, and that is they're coming after the kids. And that is the most amazing thing, that they can get away with that. That is the thing that just, I can't understand how they can defend that. I can't understand how the American public is going to swallow that. But I thank you so much for your story, and I really do hope that things work out well for you. And it's a good perspective for people to understand that there are physical defects that people struggle with. And that this is being weaponized in order to, you know, divide and conquer the society. And some of the people that are being victimized by this are the people who are struggling with those very physical defects. Thank you, Sue. I wanted to get to, we've got two more callers and I'm about to run out of time here. Let's go to Baldy in New York. Sounds like you have a problem that I can relate to. Baldy, go ahead.
Sure. And first, I want to agree with you 100%, Mr. Knight. It is a time to double down on life. Having a child right now is not easy, but it is, but it's the right thing to do. And, you know, it's definitely not easy getting out of the hospital without giving them vaccines. It's like escape from New York, but it's something that has to be done. And we are living in the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah, and it is our duty to go door to door and, find as many Christians that are left that we can. Before our time is over. But again, to my point that I called on, in President Trump's major blind spot is his lack of empathy for our civil liberties.
Yeah,
and with this coronavirus getting, thank you. And with this coronavirus getting out of control, you know, and it's going to get out of hand before we know it. And it's going to, what's going to happen is it's going to be, an extra harsh clampdown.
That is my biggest fear. I fear the civil liberties crackdown far more than I fear any disease. That's it for the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Real stuff, man. We're talking about the real deal here. And I love Trump all day long, but, man, I tell you, he sits here and lets these big tech people keep running roughshod over him. Everybody, I mean, I've got a problem. And we'll just take the Trump rallies over. That said, about 2 months ago, I came up with a plan that I haven't launched yet. We have a warehouse full of hundreds of thousands of stickers, 20 different stickers. Impeach the Democrats, save the Second Amendment, defend the First Amendment, Infowars.com. And it looks like duct tape, but it's just a regular sticker. You put it over your mouth, you go to a Trump rally, and you instantly take over without even disrupting things. People say, why are you doing this? What's happening? Well, you go, well, we're being censored, and you know, Trump won't do anything about it. And Dr. Pachenik, let me just ask you what you think, because I've not launched this yet.
It's brilliant. You've taken the very element that they try to repress you with, that silence, and made it into a weapon. You have the loudest sound of all, silence. And you know what's most disturbing to people? Silence.
There can no longer be any doubt. This coronavirus is serious on multiple levels. It's very communicable. It spreads very, very fast. It is killing a lot of people. And the Chinese Communist government has covered up just how bad it is. And the White House is now openly challenging them. So are Trump's top scientist, and so is Senator Cotton. My friends, now is the time to get prepared. 2020 is not a year to play games with. The globalists are trying to create economic collapse, race riots. We don't know how bad this virus is going to get here. That's why listeners to InfoWars need to be prepared. And InfoWarsStore.com has the products that make your life better and make you healthier. We have the last of the immune gargle selling out as we speak. We have high-quality storable foods ready to ship. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock along with Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.